King Alfred is my hero, the only English monarch ever to be called the Great, because without him, there might be no England, and we'd all be speaking Danish. He is the savior of England, of the English language, and of English Christianity. Alfred's life spans the second half of the 9th century, one of the darkest periods of English history. Vikings from Denmark ruthlessly raided the British Isles, particularly monasteries, where they slaughtered the monks, plundered the gold and silver vessels, and burned the churches, along with the books and manuscripts they contained. Then things got worse. The great heathen army arrived, determined to conquer and settle, not just raid. Within a decade, they had control of all of England, except the southwest, the kingdom of Wessex, where the West Saxons lived. They were, it seemed, unstoppable. But then came Alfred, the youngest son of the king of the West Saxons. He never expected to be king, but God so often chooses the unexpected one. After each one of Alfred's 3 elder brothers had become king and been killed in battle by the Vikings, Alfred assumed the throne and astonishingly defeated the invaders. On Christmas Day in 877, the Vikings, under their leader Guthrum, made a surprise attack on Alfred's royal stronghold. Alfred and a small band of followers barely managed to escape into the marshes of Somerset and build a small fort on an island. That island was all that remained of England. Alfred realized that the Anglo-Saxon way of fighting didn't work. By changing tactics, he was able to win a decisive victory over the Danes and drive them out of Wessex. He couldn't get them out of England altogether, but he could confine them to the eastern half of the country. He forced Guthrum to sign a treaty establishing the Dane Law, splitting England in half lengthwise, with the Danes to the east and the English Saxons to the west. He also forced the pagan leader to be baptized at Alfred's own court, along with 30 of his chief men. After saving England from the Vikings, Alfred became the first king of the Anglo-Saxons. Later, his son and grandson would recapture the Midlands and the North, uniting the entire Kingdom of England for the first time. Alfred was a great warrior, but a greater king. To ensure peace, he created a standing army, a network of fortified towns, and a fleet of ships to meet the Vikings at sea. But for Alfred, the restoration of religion and learning was just as essential to the defense of the realm. Alfred firmly believed that God had entrusted him with the spiritual and intellectual welfare of his people. His ultimate responsibility was their pastoral care. If the Christian faith fell into ruin in his kingdom, if the clergy were too ignorant to understand the Latin words in the liturgy, if the ancient monasteries lay deserted, he was answerable before God. So he began rebuilding the monastic centers of teaching and learning and established a court school for the education of not only the sons of the nobility, but also intellectually promising farm boys. He himself loved learning and began translating the books he deemed most necessary for all men to know. He translated works by Gregory the Great, Boethius, and St. Augustine. Alfred also had a great love of poetry and a remarkable memory. He easily learned poems and psalms by heart, even translating 50 Psalms into English. Attempting to unite the various groups of Angles and Saxons into one country, he commissioned a chronicle detailing the history of England, dating back to the Roman conquest and the Anglo-Saxon settlement. He also established the rule of law, including a new law code, which included translations from English into English of several chapters from the Book of Exodus, including the Ten Commandments. He added his own meditation on the meaning of Christian law, tracing the continuity from God's gift of the law to Moses to his own renewal of law among the Anglo-Saxons. Alfred died at age 51 in Winchester, just as the 9th century came to a close. A popular legend, known by every English schoolchild, tells how Alfred, when he was hiding in the marshes, was given shelter by a peasant woman who, unaware of his identity, asked him to watch some oat cakes she was baking on the fire. Preoccupied with plans of how to win back his kingdom, Alfred accidentally allowed the cakes to burn. He was roundly scolded by the woman upon her return. She even threatened him with her broom. When Alfred's men arrived and knelt before their king, she was mortified and begged forgiveness. My son Cameron loved this story when he was young.